After nearly 2 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Ypsilanti Symphony Orchestra has not been able to perform. But that's all changing this week. I'm Lisa Berry, and a Symphony Welcome Back concert is taking place Sunday, October 10th. And we're joined now by Symphony founder, director, music director Adam Recinto to talk about that. Welcome. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for having me on, Lisa. It's a pleasure.
How must it feel to be back performing music once again?
I can't even tell you how excited we are. The Ypsilanti Symphony was entering into our 22nd season last year, which of course didn't happen last year, but we are a group of daytime professionals in other fields that get together on Tuesday evenings down at Lincoln High School and push the pause button on our lives and make amazing music. And the fact that we've been able to be back and are gearing up to perform for the community again is really, really exciting.
How many members are there in the symphony?
Lisa, depending on what we're playing, it can be anywhere from 40 to 60 or so. So it's all parts are covered. It's a full symphony.
All ages? And where do they come from?
So they come from all over the area, primarily Ypsilanti, but the surrounding communities as well. I have folks that drive from some bit of distance. I have some college students. I have four EMU students playing this cycle. And then I have folks all the way up to one of our founding members who actually is just retiring from playing this year, who is 90 years old, and everywhere in between. It's a gamut, because they're all folks that love music and can play.
So you yourself founded the symphony.
That is true. I did. Back in 1999, there was a kind of a cultural vacuum at the time. There wasn't a true community orchestra in the area, meaning volunteer, daytime professionals in other fields. And I mean, we have teachers and students and CEOs and, you know, people with all kinds of walks of life. And at that time, I called up some friends and said, look, there's a need here. Would you help me get it started? And some folks responded, and folks from EMU and Washtenaw Community College and other local organizations, and we got it off the ground.
Do you have a mission?
We do. Our mission is to provide access to orchestral music to members of our community that might not have ever had it before. So we do play traditional classical repertoire, but we play jazz and pops concerts and film music and all kinds of things. And the coolest part is, I think my friend Johnny Lawrence probably said it best. He said, what we do is bring people something to their hometown that they couldn't normally get outside of a movie theater or without going downtown Detroit and spending $200. I mean, if you come to the Ypsilanti Symphony, an entire family can attend a program for like $30. It's less than a movie. And they're going to see their own friends and family and neighbors performing this great literature. So it's family friendly, now COVID friendly. So masks and social distancing and things per our hosts at Lincoln will be in place. But that's the experience here.
So the Ypsilanti Symphony Orchestra is planning a Welcome Back concert this coming Sunday, October 10th. What will you be playing?
Oh, Lisa, it's going to be a fun program. We're going to be at the Lincoln High School Performing Arts Center, which is a new venue for us. It's gorgeous, down on Willis Road. And we'll be performing Beethoven's First Symphony, an overture by Franz Schubert. And what's going to be fun is each section of the orchestra is going to be featured. So there'll be a brass quintet, a woodwind octet, and a string piece. So the audience is going to be able to hear sounds of small ensembles as well as the full orchestra. Program will be about 90 minutes long and totally family friendly.
And mask will be required to attend, though.
That's correct. And then we'll be asking the folks to social distance between family groups, for example. But very, very typical requests by our hosts at Lincoln High School.
So you did not have your entire season last year. How long have you been rehearsing this year?
Well, typically, a very standard schedule. We started getting together the end of August. Most of our concerts usually have 6 to 7 rehearsals on Tuesday evenings down at also at Lincoln. You can tell they're one of our biggest supporters and partners over the years. And so typically 6 to 7 rehearsals. We do 4 concerts indoors each year. So October, December, February, and April. And then this year, we have every intention of being back at Riverside Park in May on Memorial Day weekend for our annual Riverside Park Pops concert.
Can you just show up, or do you need to get a ticket in advance?
for this program. You can get tickets at the door, but we are asking folks, if you can buy them online ahead of time, just to cut down on box office time, that'd be awesome. And those tickets are available at a2tix.com. But if folks like our Facebook page or go to ypsilantisymphony.org, it links to the ticketing portal, as well as directions to Lincoln Consolidated Schools Performing Arts Center are available there.
We'll put links to your links with this interview on our webpage, WEMU.org. Adam Racinto, music director, founder of the Ypsilanti Symphony Orchestra. We look forward to hearing you make music once again.
Well, we appreciate it, Lisa, and we appreciate WEMU's support and partnership over the years. It's been a long time that we've worked together, particularly on our jazz series, and we're just so grateful to have a chance to visit with you today. Thanks for having me on.